from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
God, look at that. Little Beatles action right there. Phil's are at Seltzer. They're all the way back. Lock it in. At least to the World Series. Now, I don't know. We'll say. I mean, obviously, we don't want to get too high.
You're scoffing. You're a scoffer right
well,
now.
Well, I'm being sarcastic.
Scoffy
but
Joe.
But I'm very happy they won a game last night. And I'm really happy they won it the way they won it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a couple things. One, they showed fight. Yep, resilient.
Finally fought back in the game.
And I'd also say, other than Rojas throwing on the wrong base early in the game.
That was unfortunate.
It was
a couple times, too.
But a pretty clean game. You know, I mean, there was the miss by Bohm, actually, now that I think about it. Oh, and Sosa. Okay, maybe not quite as clean
as it wasn't pretty, Joe.
But not as dirty as it had been.
No.
They cleaned it up.
It was like the
first few innings.
That's
it was
right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fair. A couple mistakes early. But all right, let's welcome in our first guy here today.
Sounds
like a political. Well, I was going to say guest, but he's not a guest. He's a host.
He's our first guy.
He's our dude, Mr. Ben Davis. Good morning,
Ben.
Top of the morning to you.
Oh, and all of it to you.
Nailed it.
Benjamin.
The rest of
the
day to yourself.
Okay, quick, 30 seconds. I need to clean up two things. One, I do not fold. I do not iron
you
my shirts.
You ironed that T-shirt.
I do not iron my T-shirts.
Joe,
okay?
Does that look ironed to you?
It's crisp.
Every time he comes in, it's so crisply folded.
I wash
neatly.
My T-shirts. I hang them up on a hanger.
Pressed.
And then I fold them. Two, did you, Joe DeCamera, really compare your fantasy at-bats to the grand slam that Kyle Schwarber hit last night.
Yeah, sometimes you got
to
go.
Ben texted me during the segment from right next to me out there, being like, is Joe really doing this right now?
Oppo Boppo, man.
Oh,
Oppo Boppo. Like, you know, Ben.
So you're saying it's not. You're saying it's not comparable?
Not even in the least. Not even in the
why
least.
Why does Joe think it is comparable?
Because he's Joe.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me find. I agree with that, Ben.
I also have another.
A lot of times, look.
Ben's on fire this morning.
I understand your frustration because there are a lot of times where Joe tells me things about football that I know are not true.
Right.
He has not been there and seen the things.
Yeah, but John
walks it into it actually being a reality.
He tells me I'm wrong when
John,
I know
John,
because I've seen
John,
this
up until
done.
Up until 5 years ago, on our show, up until 5 years ago, you thought the tuck rule, that fumble thing, and then you actually thought the referees got it wrong.
No,
they got it right.
I believe
it was a bad rule, but for
it is wrong.
No, Seltzer, do you remember that?
Wrong.
We were on our
of
show.
Course I remember.
For
yeah.
20 years, he thought the refs ruled it wrong.
Yeah.
They didn't rule it wrong. They followed the letter of the law. That was a bad law. That's football. I had to teach a little something. That's,
what
you know,
does it matter? Okay. Holy hell.
What's the other one you got,
the
Ben?
The other confession.
Ben's on fire here.
We came on air last night in the postgame show, and Michael Barkan said, hey, blah, 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 good win. And all I wanted to say was, that's how you do it!
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
I couldn't
no.
give you that satisfaction.
That's what you do!
I will give you.
That is impressive!
I will give you.
Got to say that?
I did.
Ben.
Oh, no.
Ben.
That's why I said it's a guilty confession.
I will give you $20. I will give you $50 if you do that between now and the end of the regular season.
I like how you went from 20 to 50 immediately.
Because 20 might not be enough. Ben, I will give you $50 sometime this year after a big win, regular season, and $100
if you don't want to give this life.
If you do it in the postseason, when there are more people listening.
Done.
I will give you $100.
I got four kids to feed. Done.
Yeah. Okay, I like that. This is good work here. All right, so Ben.
Am I going to have to counter this somehow? Like, I'll secretly counter this behind closed doors?
Not to do it?
Yeah.
All right, so Ben, let me ask you this question. So, obviously, we're feeling, you know, good today. So, to what extent do you temper that with, like, it's only one game? Or do you feel the gravitational pull to, like, yeah, they're through that muck, and like, here we go, let's rock and roll?
I temper it because A, it's one game, and B, it's the Marlins.
Mm-hmm.
But that approach, that offensive approach last night, the willingness to have that approach and to stick with it throughout the course of that game, that's what I'm most happy about.
So yeah. I'll go a different direction with what I'm most happy about, because I'll probably put that in number two.
Mm-hmm.
Number one for me was grit, fight. Like that 2 nights ago, I and we talked about this on the show yesterday, I truly believed the game was over when they were down 2-0 in the first inning. I thought the game was over. And last night, for whatever reason, I didn't feel that way when they were down 3-0. And then certainly the way they played and they fought and they competed. That's because we know if the Phillies compete and other teams compete, more often than not, the Phillies should win.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have more talent than most teams, certainly more talent than the Marlins. That, to me, was the bit. Because, John, I mean, with the team we saw that came out of the gates this year, I mean, they were storming Norman, Schwarzkopf, right? Schwarman, I mean, they were like...
Everyone was, all eight cylinders, it felt like.
But if you don't compete,
well,
then you have a problem. And that's where they were for a couple weeks. They were lagging.
I don't understand why. Maybe this is the sign of a great team, that they're all so, like, one mind, you know, like, singularly minded as a group, that when it goes bad for one, it goes bad for a couple, and then you've got that landslide of bad. We have seen this team when everyone gets hot, and it feels great because we look like the best team in all of baseball. We haven't lately. The goal is to get back to that. I believe it's possible.
Well, of course,
I believe
it's possible.
We can do
that. Of course,
that.
Of course.
And this yesterday was a huge step.
By the way, Braves won yesterday, so they stay with where they were with the Phils. The Brewers won, but the Dodgers lost. So the Phils now a half a game behind the Dodgers for the top spot in the NL. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones. Let's get to Gary. Whether it's Phils, Eagles, lots on the table today. Eagles game tonight. Gary, good morning, buddy.
Doing
great, Gary.
Fantastic,
hey,
Gary.
Got an Eagles game tonight.
Hey, Joe, you know 15 minutes will save you 15%, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Okay.
We should do a topic someday. What's the best slogan?
Yeah, we should, actually.
And who is that? 15 minutes? That's an insurance. Who is that?
I don't know. Do you know what that is?
We don't even know the company.
It's the Geico, because the Gecko thing yesterday.
The Gecko.
Yeah, that's what Gary's doing.
Wow,
good work,
really,
Gary.
You didn't see through
that's
the
wild.
Forest.
I couldn't
like,
remember.
On that one.
Sorry.
Okay. He was making fun of you.
I know, Gary. You're making a ho-ho, Gary, ho-ho.
Anyway, that was great with Schwarber's slam. I mean, it took the weight off of the shoulders of a lot of people.
Yep.
But my key was, and maybe Ben will agree with this, the manufacturing of the first two runs just by putting the ball in play.
Yeah, even if it's a double play. It was like,
Well, you had walks.
We'll take it.
Mm-hmm. Stott had a walk. Rojas had a walk. They both stole second base. They got to third and scored.
Harper beating
balls,
that out. That
balls.
Was that was a moment. I turned to my wife when he ran. I was like, thank God he ran that out and beat that out. Because that, you know, in this stretch, that's the kind of moment
James,
where it feels like he wouldn't have.
If he did not beat that out because of lack of effort, and they lost the game.
That's what I mean.
That would have been topic one.
That's why I said to my wife. I literally was like, thank God.
And he busted it. He really did.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Like you said, Joe, a lot of grit, and they showed grit last night.
Yep.
They fought through everything, and but let's look to the Eagles, though.
Yes, sir.
I need to see starters, please. You have to hone your craft. You're not going to hone your craft just practicing all the time.
Right. It's a different feel when the quarterback can be hit. We haven't had him in a situation where he's at risk this entire offseason.
So, Gary,
this is a new protection scheme. Yeah. I want to see him and Cam Jurgens work through that, make the calls, declare the mic, communicate it to the rest of the offensive line. And if Jalen's going to be out there, and I think he should be, to get some reps and timing with his receivers and everything else, with Saquon, too, I want the offensive line out there to protect him.
Gary, I hope he plays tonight because it'll make it more entertaining. I have no insight at all that it'll actually matter. I want to ask you this question, Gary, and I'll probably throw this to four or five people that call today that are like, you got to play them. All right, you think you got to play them. So, Gary, you said you got to hone your craft. Let's say he plays six plays and then gets taken out of the game. Is that a mistake? Like, do you have to keep honing your craft? You have to play nine plays?
I don't think it's a mistake. I think you got to get...
So six is,
you know,
just to be clear.
Preparing to play six, those six plays.
But six is the sweet spot.
He just got ready for the last 6 hours or the last day and a half. Like, the whole preparation process, it is good to get that under your belt.
The mental prep.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I buy that a bit. Gary, give me an answer, my man. Who or what did you expect more from?
Hey, just real quick on that. If you order 5 gallons of paint, custom paint, you got to stir it up, you know?
I didn't hear what you said, but I'll say
if you order 5 cans of paint, you got to stir it up.
Oh, no. All right. If you say so.
Joe's never painted anything in his life.
Yeah, but my ears were, I literally heard nothing there, but that's all right. All right,
it's a wax day.
I have not painted since the finger painting when you're like 4 years old on a piece of paper. All right, Gary, who or what did you expect more from?
Ben Simmons.
It's a good answer.
Wow. Well, it's funny because you've been painted since then, or offered to be painted.
Oh, my God. So, Ben, here's that story real quick. You might not know.
Uh-huh. Sexy paint.
So, no, this was like, oh, boy. So, I watch the movie...
Blair Witch.
Uh-huh.
It's over winter break, my senior year of college. I'm a dummy. I'm behind in credits. I got to stay up there and, like, take a class. It's a whole ridiculous thing. I take a class. It's a one-week class. I start skipping whole afternoons. I mean, it's ridiculous, all right? So... I watched Blair Witch by myself. I didn't know anything about it other than it's going to be really scary. I turn all the lights off. All the curtains are tight, so like I can't see out. 10 minutes to go in the movie, I can't take it anymore. I got to turn the lights on. I got to open the curtains. I am freaked the hell out. Okay, 10 minutes to go in Blair Witch. Movie's over. I'm really freaked, really freaked. I go to a diner. There's a guy in the diner who looks just like the dude who had just been murdered in Blair Witch. This guy's looking over at me, looking over at me, looking over at me. Finally, after his meal is done, he sits down in the booth with me.
Oh, no.
He comes over.
I would be running.
On the same side or across from you?
Across from me, I think. No, definitely across from me.
Goodness.
He then says.
Did you feel threatened at this point?
No,
like, I would be like. On the edge of my seat, ready to attack.
Yeah, I'm more scared. I feel more scared than threatened. Because it's surreal. This is the same guy that just died in the movie.
Right.
His first words to me were, I want you to come back to my house. I want to paint you.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? Right?
I want like you to... Not, no introduction.
Nothing.
Like, my name's Joe.
Yeah.
Or...
I want you to come back to my house. And this is like 2 a.m.
I want you what to, was his man. Demeanor
yeah, I want you
like?
To,
what was his
he
demeanor?
Was just creepy.
It was just so. It had
so,
to be strange.
So I, so Jay, Ben, I said,
Mike,
I said, and he goes, I'll give you $200. I go, how about we do it right here? I'll take the $200. You can paint me right here in the Athena Diner, Fairfield, Connecticut. I feel safe. He goes, no, you have to come to my house. I say, we're good.
No, okay. Sir.
No
yeah.
chance.
All right.
No
but chance. I thought it was crafty.
Did
I was
you
like,
almost get murdered?
I was trying to get... Hey, listen, he may have been thinking
oh,
about that.
That's my thought. Yeah.
Or either, something.
Yeah.
He was thinking the basket.
He was thinking of something.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Get a Cameron
Jenner. Put the lotion on the screen.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.